The Science and Technology section.
Water purification. Any old iron? A little known chemical may provide a new way to clean water.
Iron in water is normally regarded as a pollutant. Luke Daly, the boss of Ferrite Treatment Technologies of Orlando, Florida, however, plans to turn that thought on its head. He intends to use a chemically unusual form of iron to clean water up, not make it dirty. Iron is found in the part of the periodic table known as the transition metals. Like all metals, these react with other elements by giving up electrons to form positively charged ions. Transition metals, though, give up different numbers of electrons in different circumstances, and thus have ions of various charges. Usually, iron loses 2 or 3 electrons. But in ferrites, which are compounds of iron and oxygen with non-transition metals like sodium and calcium, it loses 6. That makes ferrites extremely reactive, and it is this reactivity which Mr. Daly hopes to exploit. First, ferrites are strong oxidizing agents. That means they destroy bacteria and viruses and break up organic molecules with alacrity. Second, they are coagulants and flocculating agents. They attract other chemicals in the water, including dissolved metals, and precipitate them for easy removal. Moreover, once it has done its job, the iron in ferrites precipitates too, as iron oxide, leaving pure water behind. The reason these wonder materials have not been used as water purifiers before is that their reactivity makes them unstable and thus difficult to store. Thomas Waite of the Florida Institute of Technology, an academic scientist on whose work the company is drawn, jokes that in the early days of his research he kept the whole world's supply of ferrites in a cabinet in his laboratory. Ferrite Treatment Technology's trick is to make ferrites on site for instant use rather than attempting to transport them to where they are needed. The firm's Ferrator uses 3 cheap raw materials, bleach, ferric chloride, and caustic soda, to produce sodium and calcium ferrate at a price competitive in terms of oxidizing power with more familiar water cleaners like chlorine and ozone. A machine small enough to be carried around in a pickup truck, Mr. Daly claims, could generate enough ferrates to purify 75 million litres, 20 million American gallons of water a day. The system is now being tested at 2 plants in Florida. If all goes well, the first commercial ferrators will be up and running later this year.